Joining us now live on the Midday Report, we have State Representative Dave DeCoste. He represents Norwell, Hanover, and Rockland. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. How are things going?
Very, very well, thanks. We like to do this every year, do a quick wrap-up, the year that was and maybe what you're looking forward to or ahead of for 2021. What do you think the three biggest issues were legislatively in 2020?
Legislatively, depending on how you looked at it, I would say COVID, and COVID, or the economy.
How about police reform?
Yeah, well, police reform might have been one of them, but I'll tell you, I think everything was overshadowed by, I knew you were going to try to drive that out of me. Everything we have done has been overshadowed by the economy and COVID. And I think that many of these things that were brought up recently may have met a different fate were it not for the fact that people were so distracted with what's going on between the public health emergency and also what's going on with the economy. I think to wrap up the police reform, I voted against all versions. I think the one that the governor is accepted is going to be the least worse in terms of negative impact on our law enforcement officers. But it, in my opinion, is still not an improvement. It does a lot of bad things in terms of establishing a review commission that's comprised mainly of non-law enforcement members, non-professionals, and also does a host of other things. One of the things that I watch closely is veterans' preference in civil service, and this sets up a system whereby veterans' preference, particularly for those young men and women returning from combat, will be undermined.
Now, let me ask you, too, about COVID and the economy. Do you see any bright lights at the end of this very long tunnel?
I think, to be honest, I think we're doing the best we can, but now, the last several days, we've been hearing about the possibilities of this new variety coming in, this new strain from England. So I will say this, that our public health people locally and certainly at the state level, I think, are doing their best. And although they're making decisions that not everyone agrees with, I think the focus is the health of our more vulnerable populations. And I will say, if I can, at the very local level, in terms of, meshing that all together, whether it be mass health needs or assistance for government or assistance for individuals, I really should give recognition to a great, great right hand I have in my aide, Natalie Ellard, out of Rockland. She's just been doing a terrific job in terms of getting people through the bureaucratic maze, and many people who for the first time in their lives ever had to apply for anything like that. And she has just been doing a terrific job, along with the state employees who are administering these programs.
And one more quick, because I've got to go to traffic, but what do you think about the economy? Is the worst of it behind us, or do you think we're going to head into more bad territory locally? No pressure.
Well, if you listen to the NFIB or the local chamber people, they are very reticent about 2021. I can tell you nobody's heading into 2021 with rose-colored glasses, that's for sure. And so, a lot of times when people have moderate expectations that things break the other way and things get better, I certainly hope they do. And I know at the state level we'll do our best to make sure that, the state is there for both the local businesses and individual entrepreneurs to make happen what they need done.
We appreciate you joining us again. That's Dave DeCoste. He's the state representative for the 5th Plymouth District. That's Norwell, Hanover, and Rockland. Thanks so much for joining us today.